Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Have you ever noticed that you didn't know about someone's expectations until there's a conflict? That's a bad time to find out. So I'm all in about drilling down so I can head off these potential problems off at the pass. Here are two questions I ask during sales conversations that really help. First up, and we all ask this one, what does success look like? Now, many of us look at that answer as a list of outcomes. Fair enough. But I also like to take a short trip to the dark side. I ask myself, what is unrealistic here? And often, I find that buyers want it all without having any idea about how getting those things work. So their answer opens up a great conversation about expectations. And again, you get to trade those war stories. Second, and this is asked less often, what are their pet peeves? I sometimes ask folks to describe their disasters. Not only do I listen to their answers, but also how they describe the situation. The answers give a clear idea of expectations, such as communication's gone awry. But the latter helps me know about their response. Do they play the blame game? Or are they collaborative in finding solutions that work for everyone? That's important to know, too. Most of us are pretty good at defining roles and scope, which is great at setting reasonable expectations. Many times, we don't know we have expectations until they're not met. They're hidden from everyone, even us, which is why a more indirect conversation is also needed. It's up to us, not the prospect, to delve a little deeper. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.